Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Damn, Ty, you made gyms this too? The fuck got into you?
Alright, welcome back, Tobin and Leroy.
Wow.
Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We do trucks.
Alright. Dolphins, they set their 53-man roster. Some reports in the past hour over the practice squad. It sounds like, according to Barry Jackson, that Nick Needham plans to sign with the Dolphins practice squad. So it seems like he is not going anywhere. The Dolphins veteran DB. Right. Hayden Rucci. Intangibles!
Hayden. Wow.
Also heading for the practice squad. According to Joe Shad.
Isn't Dolphins that a last plan- name?
Yes.
Joe Hayden. What? He was a Hayden, DB for the Browns.
Not intangible.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Joe Shad says Dolphins are planning to have Eric Ezukama start the season on the practice squad.
Unless he gets I heard this morning they said that Ezukama might play the first week.
Maybe. There was definitely some like roster finagling going on. So, like they cut their long snapper. Wow. Right? That was like one that like kind of surprised everybody. Like cut the long snapper?
Yeah.
But that apparently seems like that's just some roster jujitsu that's going on.
Well, I told
there.
You there's a lot of that going on.
Wait, yeah, why? So, is he going to come back somehow?
So Ricardo, Nick Needham got cut just to head to the practice squad. No, he got cut so they could cut some of that contract. Yeah, dude. Like, that's the other thing that people don't realize.
You know, they're going out there and they're doing some different moves here, little moves over there, and you know, but yeah, the only thing, because I definitely was with Marcos though, because like Marcos and I, we were texting about this yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself like, wait, do the Dolphins have like a secret long snapper we don't know about? Like they brought this, this undrafted center made the team. I was like, Well, he played at UTEP. Maybe they didn't have a long snapper at UTEP. Maybe he had to do both. I didn't know. I was theorizing, Leroy. I'm having some fun, baby.
That was a good move.
I mean, even your thoughts don't make sense.
That doesn't make sense to you?
No.
So what's the jiu-jitsu exactly? I'm trying to find this that they're doing.
So here's what they do, Marco. Yeah. For example, they have every intention on bringing Ezukama back.
All right.
They can release him and bring him back for the simple reason that he's only had 3 NFL catches.
Yeah.
Who's going to pick him up? Okay. Right? So you can kind of finagle your way like that, because keep in mind, you can't just put somebody on the practice squad. They got to clear waivers.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, these guys have to clear waivers. And so the way they do the jiu-jitsu is they're figuring out what guys won't get picked up and what guys would get picked up, and they're doing their 53-man roster based on that. And then bringing the guys on the practice squad, and you still have access to those players, right?
But can they can't start it. Like, for example, he's a starting – Ezukama's like 4 or 5 on the depth chart. This is a starting long snapper. So how do we get him back on the field without
– Because once you start doing – once you do the PUP stuff, the injury reserve stuff, and all that stuff, then you can just bring him back.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they'll open up a roster spot essentially. Well, right. I mean, I guess they could probably put – I don't know if they could like keep elevating him off the practice squad or whatnot.
No, you can – I think you can only do it a certain amount of times. I'm not
but
sure.
But he's – but he is – but every, yeah, that – I mean, the word is everybody seems to think he's going to re-sign. Like, he'll be back. Yeah. It's just – In the days they had to get it done, which was by 4 p.m. yesterday, he was not on the roster.
Right.
I thought it was because he started political stuff on Twitter.
But hold on. I just want to go back to one thing in a second, though. You know, it's not very nice. I was just thinking about it. Like, I didn't know at the time they were going to bring back the long snapper, right? First of all, I didn't know that they were going to bring in a cheaper long snapper. And second
Here, some of these things you got to think. It makes – hold on. Even with
– Well, I did.
Wait, hold on. Even with no football knowledge, right, is it safe to say you could just conclude, well, that don't make no damn sense. Something's got to be up.
Right.
Or did you think –
I thought, though. Oh, this is what I thought.
There's another long snap? There's a second long snapper?
No.
What I thought was, hear me out. Oh. I had thought the Dolphins had found a bit of a cheat code at the time because they had this Andrew Meyer, this center that made the team, undrafted free agent, right, from UTEP. And my thought process while I was going through this, I was like,
hold on.
I wonder if at UTEP they didn't have a long snapper and he did both.
Let's also. He plays center, correct?
Yes.
I want you to go through the history of bleeping football.
Right.
When the last time it was fourth down and the center stayed on the field and snapped the ball.
Okay, dude, but this is different.
Most
times
of
in
your
sports.
Long snappers are tight ends or linebackers because they got to run down the field and make a damn tackle.
I understand. But it's UTEP, all right? And so I thought maybe there was a chance that Andrew Meyer had done, like, he was a utility man, right? Because hear me out. Oh, hear me out on this. Goodness. The sports are changing. We got Shohei Ohtani. Oh, he pitches and he hits. We got Victor Wembanyama, 7-4. Is it crazy to think we have a 4-down center?
No. It's ridiculous. I'm glad your screen.
It's not that ridiculous.
I'm glad your screen went blurry when you start talking that nonsense.
No, I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. Am I back?
Yeah, you were back. Okay. You just blurred.
So I'm just saying, like,
no,
it's not
ridiculous.
Crazy to think.
It's
at a small
ridiculous!
School, at a small school?
No, dude.
I'm looking at an article from March 20th of this year from Ole Miss. It says Ole Miss receives commitment from center/long snapper.
Okay. Listen, dum-dum.
That's me.
Nobody goes through life as a long snapper.
No,
you end up a long snapper.
Yes.
Right.
So you're not going to be a starting lineman. Everybody has a position. Whatever position you play, you still are in a meeting for another position, whether it's linebacker, whether it's running. My boy was in the running back room. He ain't play a damn player running back. He was a special teamer.
Cool. Okay? But you're telling
me. The center, Mike Morris, in Minnesota, I played with him in Cleveland, and he actually played lineman. He became a long snapper, and he was still in the offensive line room.
Yeah, but this guy, you know, maybe for a school that's not that big, had to be resourceful.
They probably signed him to be a long snapper.
No, I know they didn't.
He dared not.
They signed him.
He's an offensive lineman, dude.
Okay, but hear me out on this, Leroy. If you were an undrafted center, but you also went to the team, you're like, I'm not going to long snap. Did it at UTEP.
But he's been playing offensive lineman all camp.
I understand. But like if they could get him.
You need offensive linemen. You could give a rat's ass about a long snapper.
That
dude is on the team because he's an offensive lineman. Okay, he made the team as an offensive lineman.
Okay, but Tim Hardaway, he had the UTEP two-step. Maybe Andrew Meyer has the UTEP two-snap.
Oh.
Two types of snap.
Oh, look at that.
Long snap, regular snap.
UTEP.
Dude, right now I'm closing my eyes, and I'm picturing me just choking the life out of you for being ridiculous.
I don't think it's that ridiculous. It was just a thought. No. Nobody else figured out long snapper?
Dude.
It's a possibility.
No, it's not.
Come on. It is. Because here's the thing.
Can I just say, collectively, you guys have sat here in this segment and exposed yourselves for knowing very little football.
No.
Versatility on the offensive line.
Right. If you had a kicker who could also punt, right? Like Matt Foster back in the day. Oh, how much more valuable would it be if he could do both? So if you had a center
who could...
Oof. Right. So if you had a center who could actually
kicking
long
and
snap,
punting are very in fact, a lot of punters kick off.
Fine. Ah. I'm not debating that. But I'm just saying, think about the value as a lineman.
Yeah.
Or whomever. Make it a backup tight end. Make it Tanner Connor. Oh. If they could also snap,
dude,
doesn't that help?
Do you realize that the long snapper also makes a boatload of tackles?
Okay.
On punt?
Mm-hmm.
It becomes more difficult when he's a fat-ass offensive lineman. I'm just telling you.
But if he was used to
just
it in college,
see,
at the time.
Wait. There's certain guys you know he looks like a long snapper. He's like a tight end or linebacker because he can snap, run down, and make a tackle. Mm-hmm. Okay? If I take a 310-pound offensive lineman and tell him to snap and run down the field, how ridiculous is that going to look?
Whatever, dude. People wrote up Darren Sproles because he was small.
That's right.
Oh, boy. That's not fat shaming. Your center weighs 300, 310. That's not fat shaming. Nope. He probably weighs 30 or 40 pounds more than the actual long snapper.
I'm just saying it's got to be thought about in sports. Like, we are. The Dolphins had to.
No.
Why? If you could keep an extra running back because you have a tight end or a center who can actually long snap. Oh. What?
Why not long snap with a running back?
Let's not get silly. Come on. Grow up.
I mean, you're being silly.
Be realistic.
I'm not being silly.
Oh,
I just thought maybe at a small school, like, you had to be resourceful for long snapping.
Oh, that's right. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. What are we doing? Like, do you watch football?
Yeah.
Do you see the body types that are doing these different things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on punt team, there are no offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that, right?
Yes.
Why is that?
You got to run.
So why are you talking about putting an offensive lineman on that squad?
I don't know how good he is at snapping.
Oh.
Yeah. What's his 40?
He was on the Remington
watch list. Lunchtime.
Look at that.
That's what his 40 is.
Lunchtime.
Are you, like... Do you watch football?
Yeah.
Do you observe and understand?
You don't think
there's no. Hold on. When a punt team goes on the field, there are no offensive linemen.
Yeah, you said that already.
Okay.
Right.
So why do you think that? But no, let's think. Why do you think that?
How many tackles did Blake Ferguson have last year, Marcos?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. I looked it up right now.
Because I want to know, like, because if you found somebody who could actually snap, provide you something else for, what is it, four tackles a year.
Yeah. Actually, let me tell you his career total tackles. You ready for this one? Seven.
Seven? Seven? Come on, Leroy.
Yeah.
And I'm the idiot. I think I found a loophole.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think you...
No tackles left.
Seven tackles.
Hold on. You know who the first person down the field is?
67 games.
The long snapper. You know why? Tell me why, smartass.
Oh, me.
Tell me why the long snapper is the first one down.
This sounds
he knows when to run.
No one blocks
the ball
him.
Gone.
No.
No one blocks
That's
him.
Not why.
Me?
That's mm-hmm. not why.
Talking to me this time?
Why?
Because the other guys on the line can't leave until the ball's punted.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just said. He's got the head start. He knows when to go.
Ah.
Oh.
We just said the same thing.
So why would you have a slow guy there?
Because the slow guy, let me tell you something. As a slow guy myself,
yeah.
Nobody loves a head start more than a slow guy.
True. By the way, Blake Ferguson, 40? He runs a 5.
Schmee that makes it a good point. How are you down to, how are you the first person down the field? You only have 7 tackles. Was that his career, Marcos?
Career, 7 tackles.
Career.
I don't think he recorded a tackle last year.
A 4-year career, the long snapper has 7 tackles.
67.
And you're
games.
Sitting here and you're yelling at me about, he has to lower the tackle.
Because most of the tackles are go to the two gunners. Mm. But if by some chance they miss, you need that guy up front.
Okay, well, I'm not making my fictional hyper snapper here. I'm not making him a gunner.
But you're making him even... I can't believe I'm having this argument. I can't believe this is the dumbest argument I can get into ever.
How am I an idiot for saying we have an inefficient position here in football? We have to snip this roster down to 53. It's an inefficient position.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Wait, you wanted to vote one for president a couple of years ago?
John Denny?
Yes.
Oh, I love
John. Oh, come on. John Denny's good.
John Denny, there's a difference, though. They don't make John Denny's anymore.
I'll take that guy.
John Denny was a moose. They don't make him like John Denny anymore.
Yeah. You're the worst.
One of the greats.
You're the worst.
Deserves to be in the Ring of Honor.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I don't know why I get so frustrated. You just make me so... Like, we watch football together.
I understand what football changes.
All the time. This football is a changes. Bad reflection on me.
It's not like, a bad reflection on you.
Hey, man, you win him every day. You can't teach him? I'm like, no, he won't listen.
Okay, but you would admit, I mean, sometimes football guys, you're kind of stuck in your ways. I mean,
no,
like, no
I'm not.
You're
not at all. Not at all. Listen.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't admit that.
Most of the stuff I'm telling you about is not opinion.
Uh-huh.
Those are facts. Hmm.
Like, I would like somebody to ask Mike McDaniel, do you feel of a long snapper's inefficient use of a roster spot?
Can I tell you that the 40 time of this center, Andrew Meyer,
mm-hmm.
is comparable. It is damn near the same as Blake Ferguson's 40.
Do you understand
really? Yeah.
that
only 295?
Is it Myers with an S or Meyer?
I think it's Andrew Meyer. Yeah, Meyer.
Meyer. Yes. Okay.
One Meyer.
What?
Let me explain something to you.
Yes.
You do realize that you have a deficiency at offensive linemen. You need backups on offensive linemen.
He can do both.
I'm not. No. No.
We don't know if he can do both.
He can do both.
Because in 2 weeks, when the bum to the left of us starts talking about how bad Eichenberg is, right?
Yeah.
The last thing you want to hear is, let's use our long snapper.
Mm. Well, he'd be both, though. He'd be our backup
you
center.
You can't.
And our long.
For sure. Both.
Theoretically. In my fictional position.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. I realize the other guy's coming back. Yep. But I just think, like,
that's what it is.
It just feels like we're doing it wrong.
It's lunchtime. You know? Yeah. Leroy's more interested in Oscar Mayer. And Leroy Tobin is a bucking show pony. You can't get in line.
I don't understand why this is such a stupid idea.
It is so stupid.
So stupid, though? You know?
Mark, Leroy, You were a man who did anything for your football team.
Anything.
You were a fullback,
fullback and running back.
You did it all.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about some fourth string tight end also being able to long snap.
But that's they're usually tight ends or...
No. I understand what they usually were, but then when they're long snappers, they're long snappers. I'm saying
you're picking a guy who's not on the team for anything other than playing offensive lineman.
Right. Well, this guy, make it him or make it Tanner Connor, whomever.
Ah. But Tanner Connor's a tight end.
But we don't know if he can long snap.
But it's more, if you were to tell me that, it would be more believable. Because
so you like the idea. So you like the idea.
No, I don't like the idea of an offensive lineman doing it. I told you, when we started, it's usually a linebacker or a tight end. Because they can get down the field.
So just so we're clear.
Tanner Connor could do it. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with offensive linemen doing it. That's what telling you. That's what I've said since the beginning. You know this.
Idea. So you like my idea.
Wow.
You not having a backup center do it. No.
No. The bigger idea is no more pure long snappers. Wasted position.
They don't start off that way, though. They probably came in as a tight end or something like that.
Leroy, what they've done now is they've taken over this position of, you guys need me. I need to snap long. We need to find somebody who can do both.
Wait, when it comes to a point, if say somebody like Tanner Connor is they really want him on the roster, I think they have Tanner Connor because he can play tight end. Okay.
Right.
So that makes it a little unique. But I do believe if it got to the point where they're paying a lot of money and they go, hey, Tanner, hey, can you do this? Because this is, we want to keep you, but we want you to be able to do both. Right. Okay. But
all right.
No.
You like my idea then?
Listen to me. The whole argument, in this was the fact that you were trying to do this with a center.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, that was the whole argument.
That was!
The, argument. The basis
I'm
of my argument
you,
was...
that was the basis for the argument!
Dude, I swear to God, like, I love you to death. I love you, but you are a child because you can't keep up. You can't keep up. The whole basis of my argument was to have a utility man who could do multiple positions, including long snap. Make it the center, make it the tight end. That was the bigger point of my argument.
I said in the beginning of this, it's normally a linebacker or a tight end. We started the conversation with that, not a lineman. And we started off by saying, how many linemen are on that front line? None. So why would you do it with an offensive lineman? We had this whole conversation. What are you talking about?
You dismissed my idea of having
an offensive
somebody do
lineman.
Anybody. I said anybody.
Offensive lineman.
You're
Meyer. Kidding. We got caught on Meyer.
You're boxed in, dude. You're
no,
boxed
I'm
in.
Not.
You like my idea. You like my idea.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Marcos.
Yeah.
Go listen to that in the beginning. It was all about Meyer. It wasn't about.
Oh, my God. You are ridiculous. You don't listen. You are not
you
a listener.
You were talking about two-step. Remember two-snap?
That was good.
UTEP two-snap is good. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
UTEP two-snap. That means we were talking about Meyer.
He was my initial idea, but I said you can make it anybody. My whole point of my argument
Marcos,
was having somebody else on the roster.
To break,
long snap.
Marcos, soon as we go to break, we're going to listen to this. And then when we come back, I want you to tell the truth. I'm not going
to
say nothing while we listen
to
it.
I have the memory of 10 minutes ago. No, I know what my argument was. The whole point of my argument was having somebody on the 53-man roster who can also long snap.
And I kept
saying, the whole point.
And I said not an offensive lineman. That's
dude, if you would have come back with my argument and you would have said, what about a tight end? I would have stopped the debate.
No,
but you also said, nah, can't do it. Nah.
No, you know, because you followed up.
Oh,
how
no.
about the UTEP?
You were so busy
on
squashing my dreams.
You
hated all of it. You're a bastard.
No.
And also, you don't listen. That's it.
Okay. We're replaying.
I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
And when we replay it, I don't want you to try to do your little finagle. Okay,
if you would have come back and said, "What about Tanner Connor?" Would have been my counter.
Why
been,
did you
love? I did.
No, you did.
I literally did.
Later on,
I said
the original
Nick Tanner
argument
Connor,
was
words came out of my mouth.
The original argument was about Meyer doing it.
Oh my God!
It was.
No, the bigger point of the argument
was
having somebody else do it.
Here, dum-dum.
Don't call me
evidence. There's evidence. We go listen to it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
You go ahead. You're going
to
embarrass yourself.
I want you to apologize to me.
I'm not going to apologize to you.
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
The whole point of my argument was to have somebody else do it on 53.
You're going to apologize to me.
No, I'm not going to apologize. Okay. We got to bats up a ship next.
Okay. Here for long snapper.
That's not what I kept pushing. What I said, what my bigger conversation went into, but you're very narrow-minded on this.
Okay, go.
Because you want is
no. Let's hear. What was your general conversation?
Spending a roster spot on a long snapper is kind of stupid.
No,
if you can find somebody else to do it.
Our argument was about Meyer being the long snapper.
All I said with Meyer was I wondered if he long snapped at UTEP. That's all.
No, you kept. Dude, you went 10 minutes on Meyer being the long snapper. I promise you.
You sat here and you're like, oh, you need a long snapper. They're the first guys down there for a guy with seven career tackles.
I said you need a guy who can move.
Listen, I'm not gonna rehash what I said because I've said it already. But you're wrong.
Do you remember what you said?
You're wrong. And it's time for Rats Off a Ship.
Oh, my goodness. Marcos,
rats off a ship.
You actually heard the tape. You understand where I'm. What happens?
Rats off a ship.
Oh, you're the worst.
He's a show pony, dude.
Yes.
You were talking about this with me yesterday. Nobody was happier that the long snapper was gone than you, Frog Boy.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's Twitter fingers. I mean, he had a beef with Javon Holland. Get out of here, Blake.
Blake Frogginson.
Oh.
UTEP two step. I like that. Two snap.
UTEP two snap's good. What do you got today for Rats Off a Ship? Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Hey, Jennifer, can I ask a question?
No, Leroy.
Two questions.
What's that?
12:46. Okay.
You're quibbling with Tobin. I don't need you to quibble with me also.
That was a side note. The main reason, because we enjoy seeing your face, will you give us a signal of where you are in witness protection?
So that's why I'm also very pissed.
The background does seem darker today.
Right? Like, wink.
You have
wink
no
if you
idea
need,
how mad I am right now.
Wink if you need help.
No, so my laptop decided to just go off around right before noon. And it's making weird noises and everything. I had to go switch computers, sign on to everything. You know how much I can't stand that. Mm-hmm. And this computer has an issue with lighting, so I apologize for that.
It looks more you anyway. It's more goth.
Thank you. That's all I can do.
What do you got for rats?
All right. Well, number one, spoke about it earlier. The Miami Heat going to the Bahamas for training camp.
That's off a ship. It's ridiculous.
You gotta earn the Bahamas.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. You didn't even make the second round last year, and you guys think you deserve the island. First of all, you guys live in Miami. You need more of a vacation spot? What kind of sense does this make? You know, Spo, I don't mean to speak out of turn here, but you're losing your touch. What is this?
I don't mean to speak out of turn while speaking absolutely 100% out of turn.
Just what is this? A Bahamas training camp? Ridiculous, dude. Leroy, rats off a ship, by the way.
I'm rats off a ship. I don't think you're sending the right message by having him on the beach saying you want more people participating in more games. But let's start this season off by going preparing on the beach.
Yeah. I don't like it. JFig?
Yeah, I agree with your arguments. I don't like it either. Stay in Florida. You don't deserve it.
Rats off the ship.
You guys need to go to somewhere terrible. You know, like Jacksonville.
Somewhere where you can stay focused. Rats
Marcos?
Off.
Also rats off a ship, dude. Homestead.
Rats off a ship. Homestead is not that bad. I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, of course you'd say that.
What's a tougher training camp trip for the Heat? Homestead or Jacksonville?
Jacksonville's pretty bad.
I would say Jacksonville, yeah.
Closer than you think.
Yeah.
What's number two, JFig?
The band Oasis. Apparently, they're reuniting after a long brother quibble, which you guys should know very much about.
Yeah, these brothers have hated each other for a long time, and now they're finally, getting together, apparently. And that's what happens when you go broke.
Need that munion.
That munion, dude. They haven't been together for a long time. They left a lot of munion on the table, though.
Yeah.
I'm not rats off a ship. I mean, I'm happy to see family quibbles come to an end, and then especially if it's in the eye of them making some dollars, like, good for Oasis. You know, I love British bands. Just ask the Struts.
You like British bands. They might not like you back. It's good. I like when quibbles are mended, and especially family, right? They got back together. So, you know, I'm glad to see it.
Do you know JFig as our music connoisseur, especially in the rock realm? Why do they hate each other? Do you have any idea?
I honestly, I can't even tell you. I have no idea.
He's an Arsenal fan. I'm a Liverpool fan.
I enjoy their music, but I don't know much.
When was the last time they put anything out?
2002.
Wow, 20 years.
Yeah, they were broken up for a while.
This guy said he liked Manchester United and I like Man City.
It's been 15 years.
Wow. Long time. Frog Boy?
Who the hell
By the way,
Oasis,
I'm not rats
dude.
Off a ship, but I actually enjoy their music, so I'm excited to see what's to come.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, I've gone 20 years without stupid Oasis. Don't need them to come back. Leroy's right. They're broke. So now they're like, you know what? I'm not mad at you anymore.
Yeah.
We can mend fences now. Now that I think about it, I'm not mad at you anymore.
Did they stop crying their heart out?
Is that one of their songs? Can't name an Oasis song.
Let me see.
Yes, you do. Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Sing that one for me.
Hold on.
And after
you can ask Leroy to do that for you.
You're my Wonderwall. Fish and chips.
I wonder where where the hell they've been for 20 years. My life is so much better without them in it now.
Well, wow. I'm sorry. Whatever you say, Crocasus.
Huh? Crocasus. Okay, no, that's good. That's good, actually.
What's number three, JPEG?
Well, you wish this man success.
I know who it is.
Ah.
Mike White.
Mike White.
Hey, I even have some. I have Oasis in my library.
I'm sure
Champagne
you do.
Supernova or yeah. Morning Glory.
I have three of their songs.
That's about what they got.
Yeah.
They're not a one hit wonder. I'd say they're like a three hit wonder.
Which is crazy because when you said Oasis getting back together, I'm like, were they really that big of a deal in three songs?
Nah.
They're a very big deal in England.
They're a big, yeah.
Like they love them over there. Like yes. People are making a very big deal.
So is warm beer and beans for breakfast. Like what are we crazy place.
Dude, what are we doing?
You know, I didn't know that was a thing, the whole bean situation until I watched Love is Blind UK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Would you like a toasty?
A what?
It's another term for a grilled cheese. They call it a toasty.
Oh,
which
really?
I like that. That's cute. It's cute.
Because that
you
sounds
like a
like,
toasty.
What's that? I mean, I don't know. That sounds like a Dutch oven.
Well, speaking
only
of Dutch
guys
ovens,
would know what
to,
that means. Hey, Tobin laughed because he knew what it meant.
Speaking of Dutch ovens, back to number three. What was that, JFig?
Mike White.
Oh, right. and the words of Conor McGregor. Typical rat behavior.
Rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship. He's not on the team anymore.
Rats off a ship.
So I wish him no success.
Exactly.
Now you can do it. Now you can do it.
Right. Now you can do it. He's on a different team.
Now you guys have caught up to me. That's off the ship. There.
No, but you were saying it for a teammate.
Not only did you leave the Dolphins, but you went to the Bills. Rats off the ship.
Rats off the ship.
And by the way, it's like, you know, like, oh, what do you think the Bills are going to do with it? Oh, well, what are their plays, Mike? Well, they got Tyreek Hill. He's really fast. And they got, you know, I couldn't get the ball out fast enough to get it to him, which is kind of crazy. But, and they got, Devon Achane, they put him in motion. It's like, ah, cool. You guys ever been to Flanagan's?
Do you own a green cup?
Well, what about you, Frog Boy?
He's never going to see the field because Mitchell Trubisky is a backup quarterback in Buffalo. So, I don't know. I like his tweets. Unlike old Long Snapper over there.
I think
I'm going to miss my boy Mike White. And Panthers fan as well. I'm not rats off a ship on Mike.
Was he a Panthers fan?
Oh, now you're questioning his fandom.
I think he was. Enough to tweet about them.
What's number four, Jennifer?
Apparently there is a case spreading across the U.S. and it's called sloth fever.
Wow.
Sloth.
Yeah.
Sloth fever? We got sloth. More fevers?
Yeah, you know.
You know, I'm rats off a ship. I never trusted sloths, you know, like they always, you know, they're always just, you knew they were up to something with their inactivity. And here they are making new diseases.
Wow.
I mean,
I think they were imported from Europe too.
Hey, so question.
Makes sense.
They're so slow. Can't you just avoid them?
The sloths?
That's how science works, dude.
I think that's how it works.
It's not like they're going to scratch you.
Mm. How is a sloth going to?
A fever. Aches.
Can I just say this?
It's airborne.
How is a sloth going to catch me?
Cramp?
No.
No.
Even with a cramp. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a sloth cross the street?
I have. It's pretty crazy.
Right. So, here's an interesting concept.
It does not come from sloths, by the way.
Oh, no?
What?
No.
So where does it come from?
The virus can be found in other insects, including mosquitoes.
Oh, so it's the mosquito virus. Yeah. Okay.
It so just it makes you into
feel,
a sloth?
Yeah, it makes you feel like a sloth.
Mm. Well, come on. Stop. Then call it a mosquito bug.
A mosquito bug?
We already
bug?
Got that.
Mm. Yeah, true.
What was the one that was crazy for a while? They had to, like, tell pregnant people to stay inside.
Oh, I remember from Wynwood, right?
We What was that one? That was crazy.
I'm not sure, but this one also can affect pregnant women. I was reading.
Farmer. You know, the pretty soon, farmer's gonna come out with a shot.
Zika
virus.
That was the one that was. Watch out, pregnant women. Stay away from Wynwood. It's 2016.
Zika virus.
Yeah. So all you can happen is get a you get tired and you. A bit of a fever?
I think I may have the sloth fever right now.
My point is, I'm rats off a ship off all disease.
Yeah, me too.
That's a good point.
Rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship also because you can't trust anybody for the remedy or the treatment for it because you don't know whether they're trying to sell something or they really genuinely care about your well-being.
Right. Crazy.
Thanks, Docs.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Sure thing. Patrick Mahomes' family. His dad has pled guilty to his third DUI.
What? Third?
Here I am winning championships, and my dad had to celebrate more than me.
Third DUI.
I gotta tell you, man. This Patrick Mahomes.
He ain't doing nothing but being a good dude, and everybody around him is living that life.
Brother, annoying. Yep. Dad. Can't stop drinking and driving. The wife, people don't like her either. I mean,
Patrick Mahomes, don't they like her again?
She's like sprayed champagne on the crowd, very unctuous around the.
Well,
the
besides
Kansas
that
City.
Stuff, I feel like people hate her for other things now.
Well, I don't know what her latest kind of. Like I said, it's hard to keep up with the Mahomes.
You know what's amazing?
Do you think the Mahomes.
Here's what's amazing. That you ever notice that. When a superstar wins a championship, the family, the brother, the wives, the kids feel more empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we didn't.
For sure.
If the Super Bowl's played on Sunday, and we didn't care what you had to say on Saturday, we sure as hell don't care what you had to say on Monday.
Definitely not.
Right, but for some reason, they think so, and that's what's happening.
Patrick Mahomes probably sitting here saying, like, can the Kelce just adopt me? I'm rats off a ship. I mean, like, you know, but
rats off a ship.
Listen, he's got to go through some adversity. I mean, if you're the greatest quarterback of all time and you win,
well, here's the problem: it's not even him, right? In most cases, it's the player that'd do something crazy.
Yep.
It's not him. The worst thing we can say about Patrick Mahomes is he had dad body when he showed up for camp. That's
it. Man. They're probably like ridiculing him too. Being like, you're looking a little fat there, Patrick. Really? Where are your rats, Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship on this, man. Like, I hate when.
Rats off a ship.
The star is the star, and we pay attention to the star because of all the people around him.
J-Fig?
I'm rats off a ship. You know how I feel about DUIs.
Rats off a ship.
The first time.
Three of them, dude.
Three.
There's three.
I mean, can somebody drive him?
Yeah, like, something. Should be rich enough to have a driver.
I don't think that matters.
How many times do you think Patrick Mahomes has offered his dad a chauffeur for life?
Yeah.
I'll take care of you. I got Carl.
Why the driver got to be named Carl?
You know why. Sounds like a driver.
Marcos,
rats off a ship, dude. Fool me once, shame on you. Thrice, come on.
Rats off a ship.
That means he's gonna Dolphins. Do some time. Yeah. He's gonna do some time, right?
Nah, he's a Mahomes.
No, he pled guilty, so he's. I believe the term is extreme supervision is what he's under.
Extreme supervision, like what you have to do to a toddler.
Exactly.
See, but that wouldn't happen if. His son wasn't, you know.
Oh, definitely not. If he doesn't have the son's lawyers for sure. His dad was a major leaguer, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Played for the Twins?
Yep. I don't know who he played for.
Yeah, it was the Twins.
Crazy. Anyway, take a break. Dolphins have made a waiver claim, have a new wide receiver. I'll tell you about it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.